This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
The veil of secrecy surrounding the planned merger of Fleming College and St. Lawrence College has led the Ontario Public Service Employees Union of faculty and support staff at both colleges to file 6 grievances for failing to keep all parties informed, a local union president said recently. In April, a press release announced the merger to form a much larger post-secondary institution, saying it would allow, quote, greater capacity to serve our regions over the long term while maintaining the local college experience, end quote. Increased financial and operational challenges arising from the capping of international students in 2024 led to massive program and staff cuts at a number of Ontario colleges, including Xavier Massey, Dean of Fleming College in Halliburton, this past February. Marcia Steves, president of OPSU Local 351, sat down with Canoe FM recently to discuss the frustration union members are feeling for being excluded from meetings regarding the merger by college leadership. She says the union is just as much in the dark as the communities the colleges operate in.
We don't know what's going to happen. We have been, much like the communities that we support, we've been left out of the process. There has been little direct communication other than pretty much, I would say, the exact same news releases that you would get as a newspaper. That's pretty much what's been shared with staff at this point. So there's a lot of unrest. There's a lot of unknown. The potential for a merger can be great and it can be difficult, but we don't have any way to prepare. We don't have any way to prepare our members for what may come without any information. There are grievances filed by both the support staff and the faculty unions here at Fleming and at St. Lawrence. We have counterparts there, also OPSU. Simply just asking for, originally the intent of the grievances was to pause everything so that we could get up to speed and understand what was happening. But recognizing where we are in the process probably at this point, we just really want a voice at the table and to be included moving forward. We do have language within our collective agreements that they've kind of bypassed. So we have employment stability language that really calls upon the college to be open with us prior to large changes so that planning can take place, so that, we have funds set aside. So perhaps we could have used those funds to retrain individuals for different jobs, those sorts of things. But what we're finding over the past few years is that we're being called to the table when a decision's already been made. So we're not able to be proactive and be as supportive as we want to be for our members. That's really the basis of the grievances and the unfair labor practice that OPSU has filed against the colleges and College Employer Council.
OPSU, representing 55,000 college faculty and support staff across Ontario, had previously warned of widespread job losses as a result, calling it one of the largest mass layoffs in Ontario's history. Several GTA schools have experienced layoffs, including Conestoga, Sheridan, and Humber College. The merger between Fleming and St. Lawrence College, the first in Ontario's history, is expected to be implemented for the 2027-28 school year. Both schools will keep their names, regional campuses, and branding, but be run by a single, yet-to-be-named, college and administration. When Canoe FM reached out to Fleming for an interview in response to OPSU's grievances, they instead supplied a statement that in no way addressed them. It reads, quote, "The integration of Fleming College and St. Lawrence College is a proactive step to strengthen both institutions for the future while expanding access to education across Eastern Ontario and delivering long-term benefits to regional workforces, students, and communities. Both colleges remain focused on supporting students and employees while maintaining operational excellence through the transition," end quote. Canoe FM received a similarly worded statement from the office of Nolan Quinn, Minister of Colleges and Universities, that does not address OPSU's complaints. It reads, quote, "St. Lawrence and Fleming College's decision to merge, like any other operational decision, was a choice made by these institutions themselves to better fulfill their core mandate of equipping students with the skills they need to thrive in their future careers. We look forward to hearing more about St. Lawrence College and Fleming College's plan to improve services, enhance programs, and continue offering a world-class education to students in Eastern Ontario for many years to come," end quote. Steve said that in the past, post-secondary institutions used to communicate with faculty and support staff unions, but also with the communities they're located in. She's not sure why that changed, but right now, there's no transparency whatsoever. She says despite being kept out of vital conversations, union members are professional and reliable. Prior to his passing, Dysart et al. Mayor Murray Ferry expressed his annoyance with Fleming College maintaining a code of silence in not keeping council and the community informed of its plans.
I hear from my colleagues at other colleges that we're not necessarily the only college where it's kind of moved away from that community-based involvement. I don't know if that's like some sort of directive from the ministry, if this is how they think we have to turn to a business model, but then we're not fulfilling the intent of being really reactive. We can't react to the local labor market without having partnerships in the local labor market, because it's not simply based on Stats Canada surveys and stuff like that, because all of that information is already a year or two old by the time it's published. We have to be in conversations with the local people. I don't know if those are happening anymore because we don't see it. We used to see that. You would see presentations by senior administration to city council or to the counties, the municipalities. They could be meeting with them, but we don't know. Where we typically would have a direct line to the Board of Governors through that internal governor to be able to say, hey, you've got this coming up on the agenda. This would be really important for support staff. They don't appear to have a say at the board. The college's Board of Governors website is very sparse now from what it used to be. So we don't know internally what's even being discussed by the Board of Governors for the most part. I have to tell you, our support staff and faculty are professional to the end of the earth. I'm wearing my union hat. I'm fighting hard from the union side. When I'm sitting with a student talking about student success and how to be more successful in their program, we're focused on our student. But it does become difficult because we can't answer their questions sometimes, whether or not, you know, that program that they're maybe taking one program to get to another program, we can't offer any guarantees at this point that that other program is going to be there. While we do our job as best we can, it feels, I don't know if disingenuous is the word, but it's a little bit demoralizing when we worry constantly whether or not we're giving the best information to our students because we don't have enough information about what direction we're going in.
Steve says the uncertainty is already having negative consequences as numerous faculty and support staff have left Fleming in search of more stable employment. She emphasizes Fleming College was created thanks to the leadership at General Electric, who wanted Peterborough to have its own college. Taxpayer money funds Ontario's post-secondary schools, she added, and therefore deserves to be kept informed on the details of this first ever college merger. Additional verbiage in the collective agreement says a joint transition committee should have been struck already, but Steve says this has not happened.
I think our hope in like talking to the media and getting the message out there is to remind the community they do actually have a say, and we need them now more than ever to make those requests and demand that there is more transparency. It's our taxpaying dollars that are paying for these things. We need to be clear on what's happening. Sometimes they make us feel like your support staff, we're managers, we get to make these decisions. Wholeheartedly, go right ahead and make your decisions. I don't want the big bucks. But if I can sit back and see the bigger picture and identify risks for the college, why aren't we being proactive to plan? Why aren't we proactively working together to urge the government for reinstatement of funding? And in the meantime, we're losing good people. We have people that I would say are working here at the college and have worked for a number of years. Some people might only have a high school diploma, but in support staff, we have people with high school diplomas or, you know, 1 year business diplomas from colleges to masters and PhDs working on research. Like, there's a vast majority of people all with amazing skills. And the more uncertainty we have, the more likely we is that we're going to lose good staff, good faculty, good administrators, because the uncertainty leaves you wondering, how am I going to pay for dinner on the table tonight? And so the more we know that people can plan for the future, the better it would be for everybody. And that's really all we're asking for.
Steve encourages the public to reach out to their MPP regarding the lack of transparency around the merger. In the meantime, OPSU is waiting for the province to select a date for arbitration to discuss the outstanding grievances and the formation of a joint merger transition team.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.